Gonna grant up mesechtes moed cotton daf yud begin on the base. Gonna test master begin with the gemara lemishchot tufik to cut the nails. Which pays for this after. Do adin l'didan. Same thing would apply for us. Mutl tzaka brazel and we'll have to fix the horseshoes. The karka koshim is karka because the ground is hard and it'll get ruined. Now mishum shein. So this is just explained. Mishum shein brazel the mechum just it wasn't these iron shoes in the days of the sages. Shein tzaruch rak lemishchot tufik. All they had to do was cut the nails. Shoy karka metunen is because the ground was more soft. So therefore, it was forbidden to fix the iron on Chalamayid because it was enough for them. Whereas in today, where you need it, that would also be permitted. Kinnik says, "Nas the beginning was the more it's the bavar kufita." Which Tosfos says, "Inyan isas." So these types of benches, because some machlokes are a little bit different. I mean, we pick as our yuchs like we find in condition of ayinim and aleph. Leisim a kruftia. He says, "Let's sit on this a kruftia." Omalei says, "Misoni safsel." Kinnik, do you hate the terminology that the rabbis say of safsel? Oh, it's the because I mean, it's like people say. So you see, they're both types of benches, just slightly different. Next, it begins with the word "mother." In my nerfum and behema, and you don't hold back regarding medicine and therapy from the animal, which Tais explains. The refu de behema, we're talking about healing of the animal. Shishba malacha ayir that has activity, forbidden work related to it, because of the refuah. But regarding just healing, sheimba isa malacha that doesn't have the related isa malacha bit, just rakizes mishum shchik someone rather just. You know, the violation is generally problematic on the Shabbos and Yom Tov to do healing even without malach because of the prohibition of one might grind the herbs. And that actually, Shabbos is a command to show that even on Shabbos are those who permit therapy for the animal. And Valocha command to show that Alocha is actually like that one who holds is permitted. Because he's a perk by Mehema, like the Gemara in Shabbos on the Gilan base. Dodesh Rava, Rabbi expanded Halach Rabbi Yeshua, the less like Zer, Mishim Shchik Saman before the Behema, that we don't have this concern of grinding the herbs when it would come because only a person in his haste might be overwhelmed. But for them, we don't have the Gzer. Now, today's of Pirish, the Sruki Susia, to comb the horse, Shapirish Bukunchas, Rashi explains, Ushtalita Balaz, which a type of combing, so it says, in nearly, because the Kavanah, because we hold the Bain Kyu to Bain Kyitzup, which are two types of teeth on the comb, both of Mashari permitted, this is a peg train the Bain of Chavgilim and Alf. According to Lepshim and the Dom, that he says, Dabashim is Kamut, even if it would cause something to the animal, it's unintended, permitted, and Kamal Kabase, and rule like him. So therefore, if Anyam Tu is permitted, I don't have to tell you Chalamay is permitted. So obviously, the Sruki Susi is not Kirtsuf, and Eli Inacho must be something else, not like the way Rashi says. Kidnik says, Masla, to begin with the Gemara, Kiskuse, which Pesh Bukhund Rashi explains, it's on Feshai Blaz, type of like a laundry. However, on the Esotasis, that this Rashi says that it's laundry, but Yeshma Fashman, some explain actually it's Likaya, which is a type of ironing. And the Lashi Kiskus Mashma came, because Kadisa Perik Tailin on Shabbos of Ma'alf, Makaskasite, but for them you do the Kiskus on the inside, and Makaskus on the Bechutz, you don't do it on the outside. Can have a titch regarding this type of mud that's on the person's garment, that you hold onto the garment from the inside, opposite the ear of the tit, and you rub until the tit falls, and not on the outside, which would be similar to Malabin. That sounds like the Yesh Mefarshim, that it's not like the way Rashi explains. Something says not to begin with the Gemara. I mean, it's a type of like a smoothing, like a which is a type of like an iron. Something says not to begin with the Gemara. Keturi bidi. So it says gersin bedesh. The gear says with bidi, below bidi bedalas, which because bidi is v'havim inyan bidi is tahid. Like we find a pure bracelet perik b'me isha yaitza there on the samach gimel and aleph, which is made to hold up the stockings. That's what we mean when we say keturi bidi. Kinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Mulya b'mulya b'netzim b'natza. That's a dieted debate, that's for the threshing. Shaka mulya b'shadi b'natza, but if you take the mound and you put it in the hole, a dieted debate, that's you doing it for the agriculture, for the ground. And the Gersa ben Gershon, the way we have in Rashi, but the Gersa of the Rif is opposite. That actually, Mulya b'mulya b'netzim b'natza is a dieted debate, that's for the ground. If you put the mound with the mound and the hole with the hole. But if you put the hole into the mound in the hole, that's for threshing. Says Tais Mashma sounds like Shiyas Karka Shaba Tzorch Lachosh Melidus that you need more of a flat ground for plowing than you need for threshing. But the Ifchem is Tabatrei, but the opposite actually sounds more logical. Where Kritulidan Tzorch Karka Shaba Lidus Shiyas Melachosh, we need more flat ground for threshing than you need for plowing. But says Tosfos, "V'shem al lefish ha'yudashim emerigin." Maybe because they used to thresh with these merigin, which are these like a large board full of pegs, which they put on the grain, and they tie the oxen and they draw it. That's how they thresh the grain. So ain't tzav kakar shava. So since they did the threshing like that, you don't need to have a flat ground, and therefore wouldn't be a contradiction on that opinion. Yes, Mefarshim, some explain it's Kedelas is Dir Shel Behema. Some explain that Beidari means not from like threshing, but rather like Loshon of Dir, to make a pen for animals. And for that, yeah, you don't have to have flat ground like you need for plowing. And therefore, yeah, you could say that that the unique flatter ground, like the Girsa of Rabbeinu Alfas, for Harisha, then you need for that of Beidari, which is to make a deer for an animal. Knig says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Pragmatia Kolshu. Business, any amount. Which, Pershavin Yitzchak B'Tshuvasa, he says, Kirabin Yaakov lo hayuchayshav al-boz ribis pragmatia. He didn't consider lending money on interest as pragmatia, as business, as commerce. I have heard them, Ravina, this Ravina says, Hamamaski zuzi b'bnei akro d'shanvosa, that he's trying to collect money from the people of Akron de Shambosa, Mashman Choshen Pragmatia, that is considered as business of Lechadi, and it was not permitted for him to collect Elim Shemdav Abron because it would be a great loss. On that, Rabbeinu Yaakov says, no, this is Yainhoise. Actually, it wasn't just loans over there. It was actually business that he had of wine with them. Because, I mean, it's an issue, like Gemara says in Bamatitav and Gemon Beis, Rabbeinu have a Yob Zuzlub in Akron de Shambosa. He gave money to the people of Akron de Shambosa. But Shafchalit Tfei Kofias, and they poured him more than what was necessary. And that's what we're talking about. That Ravina was trying to collect, as we find a parallel Gemara in Bar Metzia, oh, that's regarding his business of wine with them. So, but a regular, just a loan on interest would not be considered pragmatic. But Aval Habod de Shulchanis Bekviyas Mechila, but says places. But a loan of a money changer, who that's his business and about exchanging things. So that actually near the Choshev Pragmatia, that actually that would seem that that would be a problem about doing business. So next says, Master, begin with the words of the Gemara, B'davo Abba Mutu. Now, if it's a situation of loss, then it would be permitted. So it says, Taisa Pirish. In other words, B'davo Shemlim Kudena'ata, regarding something you're not going to sell right now, so Shemlim Kudena'ata for Pamachas, maybe not going to sell very well another time. If you have something like Karen, you can actually lose from the principal. That's considered Dava Abba. Avalam lo yavsim in a canon. It says, Taisa, if you're not going to lose from the principal, it's lo yabith lo kach, you're just not going to make as much money. In Zachat Dava Abba, that's considered a situation of loss. And B'chol Shekin, for sure, Liknes Chayra, that if you want to buy merchandise, that maybe it's just going to be more expensive after the yomtim, that's not considered as a double oven. Now, but to buy good wine in the middle of the chalamay, that would be permitted. But whatever that actually you should make it forbidden, because even though you're right, you're not going to find this cheap after yomtim. You're still going to find it, but just more expensive. But it's a double oven, and that would not be qualified as a situation of loss.